USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Doctors in Wisconsin say children have been treated after a deadly incident at a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. An SUV driver tore through barricades and slammed into crowds yesterday, killing five people and injuring more than 40 others.
18 kids were brought to our Children's Emergency Department, ranging from ages 3 to 16 years of age, which include three sets of siblings.
Children's Hospital of Wisconsin Emergency Department Medical Director Dr. Amy Drendel saying injuries range from facial abrasions to broken bones to serious head injuries. Closing arguments are taking place in the trial of three men accused of fatally shooting Ahmed Aubrey in Georgia last year. The attorney for defendant Travis McMichael said the three men being charged had weapons training and were concerned about rising crime in their neighborhood. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To prep for and save during this holiday shopping season, customers with EBT cards and select government assistance programs can get a 50% discount on an Amazon Prime membership, paying just $5.99 a month. Customers who verify their eligibility can receive access to all Prime benefits, including free two-day delivery on over 100 million items, exclusive shopping deals and discounts, as well as access to thousands of movies, shows, and music. Eligible customers can also use their SNAP EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order groceries, including shelf-stable pantry items, fresh produce, meats, dairy, and more for all their upcoming holiday needs. Customers can save time with free and convenient home delivery on qualifying orders. No Prime membership required. Plus, Amazon makes life easier with secure delivery and return options, including Amazon Hub Lockers, and allows shoppers to save on everyday essentials like diapers and cleaning supplies. For more information and to save 50% on Amazon Prime membership, visit amazon.com/qualify.
Today is an important deadline for federal workers.
Monday marks the deadline for millions of federal employees to prove that they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The mandate by President Biden was signed back in September. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With Americans continuing to pay more at the gas pump, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he'll fight for $1 billion in gas tax relief during the upcoming Florida legislative session in January. He explains how this will combat the issue.
In Florida, we have companies like Buc-ee's, like Wawa, like these stores, and they are absolutely committed to reducing the price when we end up enacting this.
AAA reporting the average cost for a gallon of gas in Florida is around $3.36 a gallon. That's the highest daily price they've seen in nearly 7 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Security preparations for New York City's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade are in the works. Mayor Bill de Blasio saying there is no credible or specific threat to the parade. The mayor was asked about the parade in Wisconsin over the weekend where a vehicle plowed into crowds, killing five people and injuring many more. De Blasio saying for years and years, the NYPD has planned for very careful security around the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Spotify is removing its album shuffle feature at an artist's request. The city uses large sand-filled dump trucks to prevent a vehicle from getting onto the route.
Let it be known that I tried.
Adele making news as she's released her fourth album, but it's the first in some time. And now Spotify confirms it's removing its default album shuffle feature at Adele's request. Listeners will instead hear the tracks in their listed order. Adele thanked the streaming platform in a tweet on Saturday evening, saying that the update was the only request she had in the ever-changing music industry. As Adele explained, artists don't create albums without putting care and thought into the track listing, the order of songs, and such. Adele having again released that critically acclaimed fourth album on the 19th of November, just a few days ago.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.